The other one also I want to take you to is something special. It's going to happen on Australia Day tomorrow, but it's not here in Australia it's going to happen. It's somewhere else.
Dellavedova nails a three-pointer. Dellavedova gets it, banks it in. Cross to Dellavedova, alley-oop to James, and he throws it down. Matthew Dellavedova knocked down. Banks it in.
I don't know if he picked it up, double dribble, but this guy.
We are seeing the emergence of one of the more improbable playoff heroes. The Cavaliers take game three of the finals. And they're the unlikely hero, Matthew Dellavedova, with a 20-point night.
There you go. That is about Matthew Dellavedova. And, of course, the team that he plays for, the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, they made the playoffs last year. He was the great hero. He was almost the junkyard dog, they called him, in American basketball. He's made it big in the NBA. But he's not the only one, because there's also, say, Kyle Irving, who's born in Melbourne, dual citizenship here in the United States. I think there were eight Aussies playing in the NBA last year. Patty Mills was one of them. There was also Cameron Bairstow, who were playing for the Chicago Bulls. One of the all-time greats. Andrew Bogut, of course, the Golden State Warriors. Matthew Dellavedova was one of the real heroes of the whole thing. But the interesting part about this is that this is how good Americans are in terms of understanding sponsorship, understanding a commercial opportunity. So what they've done is that they've decided to create the team's very first Australia Day game in the NBA. That's going to happen tomorrow. On Australia Day, they're going to have the Cavs play the Timberwolves. Now, this is the Minnesota Timberwolves. Now, for those of you who know anything about basketball, you'll go back in history and know that Shane Heal, one of the all-time greats for Australia, played for the Timberwolves, right? This is going back. So on Monday, the 25th of January, so this is almost like tonight, our times, as we go into Australia Day, they're going to play the Australia Day game. Now, the next part about this is because they're so clever commercially in the United States, is that they, the Cleveland Cavaliers, have gone along and said, well, all right, let's go and find an Aussie sponsor for this. So they've come to Australia and they've found Sanitarium. I suspect what they've done is actually gone to Matthew Dellavedova and said, what's your favourite Aussie product? And he said, well, when I was in Australia, my breakfast that I always had was Up and Go. That's the product. So Up and Go has become the official Australian breakfast of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Let's now go to Peter Davis, who is the media and advertising manager at Sanitarium, and he's on the line right now. G'day, Peter. How are you doing?
Hi, how are you? Great to be part of it.
Look, isn't this an amazing thing? I mean, this is terrific. I mean, it all comes about because we've got Aussie stars playing in that game, but it just shows you how sharp Americans are at picking up an opportunity and running with it.
And look, we're really excited about Delhi. I mean, we are always looking for great Australian talent and athletes that are doing well on the world stage, and Delhi's name came before us, and it was a little bit of a no-brainer for us. Well, it was an awesome opportunity.
I can understand no-brainer coming to you. So how did this actually come about? How did you and they all sort of link up in this way?
Yeah, look, we're always on the hunt for great Australian talent, athletes that are doing well, and when the name came across us, we thought this is a great fit for our brand. We thought this is a really unique opportunity, and it says a lot about Australians doing well, and you know, they're the kind of messages that we're really excited to get involved in.
Well, the interesting thing is, this is going to be Kyle Irving, as I say, Matthew Dellavedova. But the second part about this also is that clearly you've got massive coverage of this on television, not only here but also overseas. So you've got ESPN's going to broadcast the game live, and there's also going to be, you're going to sponsor all of that side of it. There's a whole bunch of other NBA games that are going to come out through here. So you say it was a no-brainer. Was it the television station that came to you? Was it the Cavaliers who came to you? Who actually was the genius behind all this?
There was a lot of different touch points around this that had to be pulled together for this deal to work. And we definitely had to get a lot of people talking in the right language at the right time of day to make this piece come together. I think the piece that nailed it for us, though, we spoke to Delhi, and he's really authentic Australian that's just out there doing great. You know, he grew up in Australia, played basketball in Australia, went to the AIS and studied. And he sort of told us that, you know, every week they'd get their recovery pack from the AIS that included Up and Go and a number of other products. And the Up and Go never lasted a week. They'd always smash that down soon. And we just thought that was just a nice, authentic example of an Australian doing great, being a part of our brand. And you know, we didn't have to give him a story. He already had one.
Isn't that amazing? Okay, now, just on the quiet, because nobody listening, just you and me, Peter, just between you and me and the gatepost, was it expensive or not, the sponsorship?
You know, we're reasonably...
Come on, Peter, come on. Give us a little hint on this. In the whole scheme of advertising up and go, you're over television, you're all over the... Is this an expensive spend or not a really super-duper expensive spend?
It's not a really super-duper expensive spend. We have... It's really comparable with a lot of our other Australian athlete partnerships that we have.
Isn't that cool? And the second part about this as well is you've now got that attachment there. Do you think this could be almost even, if you like, a little bit of a launching pad to see whether a product such as Up and Go could maybe even make it in the United States?
Well, who knows? Certainly when I was over there and talking with the Cavs and Matthew, they're pretty excited about wanting to get more product over there for them to consume and to introduce to their friends. So who knows?
Gee, that's interesting, isn't it, though? But isn't it incredible that a sporting team, and I know a lot of sporting teams even here in Australia, like AFL teams, NRL teams and so forth, they like to think that they could be the conduit to further business down the track. So this on a global scale is on a totally different level, but it really is a fascinating one. So I've got to tell you, short notice, Peter Davis, we really appreciate your time. He's a media and advertising manager at Sanitarium and, of course, was previously the brand boss for Up and Go itself, and it will become the first official Australian breakfast of the Cleveland Cavaliers in the NBA. Special Australia Day game going to take place. And also, I've got to say, got a little text message there just reminding me that, of course, it was Luke Longley, is the other great Australian player, who was also terrific on the Timberwolves roster. So, you know, brilliant story here. And as I say, that'll all be coming up tomorrow. Peter Davis, we appreciate your time.
Thanks very much. And if I have time, also for those who don't have ESPN and Foxtel, on the Facebook page for Up and Go Australia, we've got a link for watching the game tomorrow live for free as well.
I'll tell you what, Peter Davis, you've got every base covered there. Appreciate your time.
Pleasure.